This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's the fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the big boy slider two-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
High school baseball is online and on the air.
Here's the windup and the pitch by Saunders. Two strikes on the hitter. He skies it to left center field pretty deep. Raiders are going back on the dead run. Monin. Monin's got it over the shoulder. 320 feet from home plate in deep left center as Farrell gave it a big time ride. Wow.
Hear those big defensive plays on scoresbroadcast.com as well as those clutch two-out base hits.
Zane Chappie is in the box. Aiden Chappie down at first. Raylan Cordonier at second. Swing, line drive, right field line. It is fair! Inside the strike by a foot. Throw going to second. Relay is... It gets away! Rolls in the left center. And the Rushi Raiders have come all the way back from 3-0. Bases clearing hit along the right field line. How about that? Two-out rally by the Raiders, who now lead it 4-3.
And the Shelby County Athletic League earned 2 state championships in 5 years right here on the radio on your phone. ScoresBroadcast.com.
New hitter steps in for Newark Catholic. Here's a swing and a high pop to short center field. Coming in is Chappie on the run. Got it! And the Raiders dug out empties. Rushi with a stirring come from behind 4-3 win over Newark Catholic.
Heard on scoresbroadcast.com, Fort Loramie won the Division 4 state crown in 2018.
Here's a slow curveball, bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1, to Middendorf for 2. It's over! The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman, shortstop, Rosengarten, first baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus.
And on scoresbroadcast.com, you listen to the Raiders wipe out favored Lincoln View to take the title last June.
There's a hard ground ball to Monin at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincoln View. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits. Raylan Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits as Landon Price threw the limit, 125, going into the 6th. Rushi wins it. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing here at Custom Border Field in Sydney. It's the American Legion version of high school baseball tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Sydney Post 217 hosting Piqua Post 184. It is muggy, sun setting to the west. There is a haze overhead, a lot warmer than it was last night when Sydney played Troy here, but no chance of rain, and we will get this game completed for sure. Waiting on umpires, waiting on a few players. First pitch time scheduled for 7, upcoming in a few minutes. We've got comments from Jacob Peters, first-year head coach of the Sydney Post 217. Howie Ludwig, in his fourth year, connected with Piqua Post 184, third year as the head coach of the Piqua Legion team. Bryant, glad to have you back. Long trip. You were far out of the state of Ohio last couple of weeks. Tell us about your trip. A lot of great photography, I understand.
Yes, I was out west in Colorado and Wyoming. Went to three national parks, Rocky Mountain, Grand Teton, Yellowstone. Great, beautiful country. Also went to Pawnee National Grassland in northeast Colorado and Dinosaur National Monument on the Colorado and Utah border. So grasslands, deserts, mountains. I saw a lot of different environments out there. But happy to be back, picking up right where I left off. We did the Rushi State Final that Saturday. I left on Monday. I've been gone, got back yesterday. So hasn't been too long, it doesn't seem like, to me, since I've been doing baseball.
So after taking pictures of human nature, you're reverting back to pictures of American Legion baseball players.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
And you're not out on the edge of the Rockies. You're here at Custom Border Field. In a soggy, damp, humid environment.
Yes, well, that's interesting, because when I left, the area was dealing with Canadian wildfires that have brought this haze there.
Okay.
And I got, I actually flew through Chicago as a connection yesterday. It was incredibly hazy there. Got back here and said, my Lord, has it been hazy the last 2 weeks? I understand I left and came back and missed all the clean air. But, what I saw in Chicago yesterday is continuing to blow its way across the country. It was extremely hazy there. I thought it was a fog storm when I landed about 9 a.m., but it was the haze, and we're getting it now, and it's moving its way across the country, too.
Yeah, somewhat of a smoky environment here in west central Ohio yesterday and last night. Much cooler last evening. More like baseball weather tonight here at Custom Border. Sydney Post 217, 9-13 on the year under first-year head coach Jake Peters. Piqua Post 184, 9-9 on the season under third-year head coach Howie Ludwig. Sydney has won two and dropped one in District 2 action, having split a couple games with Troy. It did defeat Greenville at Greenville. This is the first meeting between Sydney and Piqua this season. Sydney coming off a five-game win streak before losing last night. Five in a row on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Vandalia Butler in the Best of Ohio Showcase. Then Troy defeated Sydney here last evening by a score of 4-1. Piqua tonight is a club which has been up and down all year long. Sydney roster a bit deeper than Piqua's. I've often wondered, Bryant, how these programs arrive at the players who participate each year. It seems like it might be a little civil war going on. Who gets who? Because you see Sydney players on both rosters, for example, and I think you see Piqua players on both rosters here tonight.
And, you know, Frosty Brown down for Troy Post 43 is always grabs players from both.
Right.
The Piqua and Sydney area. I know he's had some from Jackson Center before, too. So, yeah, you said it right. They compete for players, and they get them from all over.
Sydney's roster includes four from Versailles: Noah McElDowney, Joel Garrett, Titus Garrett, A.J. Greasthorn, Gabe Link from Marion Local. He was a 2022 graduate. He played at Wright State Salina this past spring. Noah McElDowney from Versailles also graduated in 2022. He was a Link teammate at Wright State Lake this past spring. From Rushi, Braden Monin, Xavier Flippo, Ben Renderley are on the roster for the Sydney Legion. From Fort Loramie, Dylan Sanders, Maverick Grudich. From Sydney High School, Wyatt Bisbee, Gavin Roberts, Tucker Heron. From Piqua, Xander Mason, Ben Levy, and Jacob Feltz. From Minster, Adam Rindler, and from Layman, David Brunner, who is the starting pitcher tonight for Sydney Post 217. For Piqua Post 184, the roster includes Landon Arnold from Sydney, Ian Arnold, his brother from Sydney, Devin Barker from Houston, Giovanni Barron from Piqua, Joseph Bernardi from Fairlawn, Ethan Deanhart from Houston, Aiden Ike from Sydney, Jacob List from Houston, Xavier Ludwood from Houston, Zachary Osborne from Anna, Desmond Warner from Piqua, Landon Wills from Bradford, and Caleb Worcester from Indian Lake. We'll return with comments from new Sydney head coach Jacob Peters when we come back. We'll take a short break, then return. Right now it's infield practice for Sydney Post 217, then Piqua will take the diamond, waiting on the arrival of the umpires here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecurCom. Online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News, with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing here at Custom Border Field in Sydney. Sydney Post 217 prepping to play Piqua Post 184 in Summer American Legion Baseball action. By combined scores of 42-13, Sydney won the Best of Ohio tournament this past weekend taking the last five games in a row, upping the team batting average from about 240 to 265. In so doing, Sydney beat a club from Westerville, another from primarily Troy and Tipp City, one from Springfield and Clark County, and two more, Turn 2 from Columbus and the Riptide from West Michigan. As Sydney started to hit the ball, the pitching was outstanding. Maverick Grudich, Gavin Roberts, Xavier Flippo, Braden Monin, A.J. Griesdorn, Titus Garrett, Jacob Feltz, all logged numerous strong innings over the weekend. Clearly pitching depth an asset for this 2023 Legion squad, although it was thinned out by the time Sydney got to last night. Lost to Troy 4-1 as Troy Post 43 pitched extremely well, limiting Sydney last night to just six base hits. New head coach Jacob Peters, a former player for Sydney American Legion Post 217. In the last few years, he's coached junior teams for Sydney American Legion.
I played for the Sydney Legion from 2014 through 2016. I graduated from Graham High School. I grew up out by Kaiser Lake. At Graham, I played baseball, basketball, and football. Baseball is always my first love, though. And I was really glad to be a part of the good teams we had while I was playing for the Legion. After high school, I decided not to play college baseball. Instead, I went to Ohio State, where I studied in sports management. And right now, I'm working on my master's in special education. I helped coach the Sydney Junior Legion team when they brought it back in 2017, so after my first year of college. I did it again in 2018. My dad was the head coach, and I was one of his assistants. And then in 2021, I started coaching at Miami East High School as an assistant. I still do that now. Last year, I came back. They needed a coach for the 15U team with the Legion, so I stepped up and did that. And then this year, I got the opportunity to be the head coach of the senior team. I'm excited to give back to this program. I'm really glad to be back a part of it. And, you know, I'm ready to put in the time to see what we can do for this year and the years to come.
They highlight this year's roster, 18 players from eight different area schools.
I've got four guys from Versailles, the first being Noah McElDowney. He graduated in 2022, and he goes to the Wright State Lake campus up in Salina. Mm-hmm. Really solid ball player. He's really been a really good addition for us this year. I've also got Joel and Titus Garrett. Joel is going into his senior year. Titus just graduated. Also some really well-coached and solid ball players. And then to round it out from Versailles, I've got A.J. Griesdorn. He's also going into his senior year. A really good pitcher, really good outfielder, and he is a great addition for us as well. And then also, Noah's teammate up at Wright State Lake, I've got Gabe Link. He graduated last year from Marion Local High School. Really good solid pitcher, really solid center fielder for us. He's a great glove out there. Also, I've got three guys from Rushi. I've got, who just graduated this year, Xavier Flippo, and then I've got Braden Monin and Ben Rinderly, who are going into their senior year. They were both a part of the varsity squad that won state last year and then got runner-up this year. They came a little late in the season, but since they've been a part of the roster, they've been really great additions. They've been batting up near the top of the lineup all year. I've also got two guys from Fort Laramie, Dylan Sanders, who just graduated this year, and then Maverick Grudich, who's going into his senior year. Both really solid utility players. They're willing to play anywhere you put them. Both really good sticks, too, and they're both really good pitchers as well. Then I've got a couple guys from Sydney High School, too. I've got Wyatt Bisbee and Gavin Roberts, who just graduated this year, and then Tucker Heron, who's going into his senior year at Sydney. Gavin's committed to play at Wright State Lake, so he's going to be teammates with Noah and Gabe next year. He's my first baseman, and you can also stick him anywhere in the outfield, and he's a really solid glove. He's usually my leadoff hitter. And also Wyatt, he's one of my pitchers. He's a really solid pitcher. He's been hurt lately, but we're hoping to get him back healthy soon and keep up his dominant numbers he's had so far for us. Right now, Tucker's a utility player. He usually plays in the outfield. A lot of speed. He gets to go in and run the bases a lot. He's just looking for his chance to play, and we'll get him there. It's a really tough squad this year, so hopefully he'll get in toward the end of the year and coming into next year, too. And then from Piqua, I've got three guys that are going into their senior year. I've got Jacob Feltz, Xander Mason, and Ben Levy. Jacob Feltz is one of my pitchers. He's been kind of my closer this year. He comes in, keeps the ball low, and his stuff's really good. He's got really good junk pitches. Xander Mason is my catcher behind the plate. Really solid catcher. He's thrown out a lot of batters so far this summer, continuing what he did in the spring. going to keep him back there. He's a wall back there. Ben Levy, he's another utility guy, usually a second base. He plays the outfield a little bit. Same thing. He put him wherever you want him, and he'll get the job done. Then for Minster, I've got Adam Rindler. He's going into his senior as well. He's a lefty. He bats switch hitter. He's a really good ball player. You know, he's got about unlimited range in the outfield, really good arm. We're definitely glad to have him out in the outfield, too. And then from Lehman, I've got David Brunner. He just graduated from Lehman. Right now, he's one of our more dominant pitchers, and he's also a right fielder. Bat kind of cooled off a little bit, but, you know, his pitching definitely hasn't. He's one of our top pitchers this year.
Hey, your summer team starting to gel. Recent five-game win streak at the Best of Ohio tournament at Vandalia Butler.
And we really came alive in our semifinal game on Saturday with a grand slam from Noah McElhenney and a two-run home run from Gabe Link to get a little insurance runs in the sixth. The bats really came alive after that. We haven't looked back since. We won the championship of that tournament, actually, against a really solid Westerville Heat team. They had three college guys on their team, and they always came in, put runs on every other inning, and just never looked back.
Hey, what do you attribute the recent success to? Club's been together a while now, so they're connecting good ball players from fine programs here in the area.
Yeah, you know, we didn't really bring a whole lot back from last year's team. We did bring a lot of the 16Us up to play on the senior team this year. So they didn't really have a whole lot of experience with each other yet, but now that they are getting more experience together, they are playing a lot better. And, you know, I kind of challenged them after our no-hitter, like, listen, we need to work in the cage a little bit, try to stay hard line drives, hard ground balls, no more pop-ups. You know, we've been struggling hitting, but we've been hitting it right at guys. We're just waiting for that tip of the iceberg to hit where we just find those gaps, and then hitting is contagious, so we've been keeping it rolling.
Words of Jacob Peters, first-year head coach of Sydney American Legion Post 217. He's had a fine history with the program already, having coached junior teams and been a player for American Legion Post 217 in the past. He referenced during that conversation that his Sydney club was no-hit. In fact, 1 week ago tomorrow, no-hit by Zach McKee from Southeastern High School in Game 1 of the Vandalia Butler Best of Ohio Tournament. Then Sydney reeled off five straight victories. And as you heard, Coach Peters challenged his club to start hitting the ball where it was pitched, be a little more selective at the plate, make opposing pitchers work, and it paid off. Five wins in a row for Sydney Legion before last night's loss to Troy by a score of 4-1. I might note that Sydney has been the representative at the State American Legion Tournament the last 3 years, representing District 2, having beaten out Troy, Greenville, and Pequa. And that tournament is kicking off on July 14th, by the way. Pequa is the site for that District 2 tournament this year. And then the state tournament at Lancaster opens up on July 23rd and July 24th. We'll return with starting lineups. We'll have the first pitch. It's Sydney Post 217 hosting Pequa Post 184 here at Custom Border Field. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the tomahawk burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Proud to support the Rushi Raiders in high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com is Francis Manufacturing on East Main and Rushi. At Francis Manufacturing, quality is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is incredibly high, and it has to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand exact perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. In fact, this workforce averages over 15 years of experience providing amazing attention to detail. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing is pleased to support high school sports and the efforts of Scores Broadcast to promote them.
And welcome back to Custom Border Field here in Sydney. Sydney post 217 on the diamond. David Brunner from Lehman taking warm-up tosses. And Xavier Ludwig, his opposing counterpart on the mound, will lead off hitting for Piqua. Sydney attired in red, blue caps, gray slacks. A lot of blue footwear being fashioned by Sydney post 217 players. Piqua in dark gray from top to bottom, white numerals on the back, red socks, and a combination of black, white, and red caps. At Custom Border, 325 down the lines, 365 to center, 345 in the alleys. No wind whatsoever here tonight, Bryant. It is still, and I would appreciate a little air movement because it's a little muggy.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's always been hard to get the ball out of this park. Yep. It'll be harder without any wind. But one great thing about Allegiant Baseball, the quality of play, is these guys know how to hit. And, of course, by this time in the year, they've played their entire regular high school season. So normally everybody is getting the bats going. As you noted in our pregame coverage, though, Sydney had some problems, but they've gotten the bats going recently. Had a really nice tournament last weekend, and that is a huge boost to your batting average to go up, from 240 to 265, right?
Right. Yeah, Sydney's played a real tough schedule with the loss last night, 9-13, one tie, but it's been stringent competition played by Sydney so far this year. David Brenner from Lehman, 6'3", right-hander on the mound, toes the rubber. First pitch of the game to Xavier Ludwig, pitcher for Piqua. Low and away, it's outside for ball one. So it's Ludwig, Aiden Ike, Landon Wills, hitters 1, 2, and 3 to start the game for Piqua. Infield for Sydney, third baseman Xavier Flippo, shortstop Noah McElDowney, second baseman Braden Monin, first baseman Gavin Roberts, as Brunner goes to 3-0 with a pitch downstairs below the knees to Ludwig. We saw Brunner during the high school season when he threw Bryant down at Day Air Park for the Lehman Cavaliers against Houston, and he finished that game.
Yeah, very strong, had a great season for Lehman. I also saw him pitch early in the year against Miami East. That was a real pitcher's duel early on in that game.
Well, after throwing a strike at the knees, Brunner delivers ball four, and Ludwig is aboard at first. Outfield for Sydney is as follows: Adam Rindler in left, Gabe Link in center, and Dylan Sanders in right. Xander Mason, catcher from Piqua, behind the plate. Brunner from Lehman on the mound. Ludwig, who's got fast legs, he gets a lead over at first. Brunner peers that way. Infield up at third. Stepping off the rubber is Brunner. No throw to first. Ludwig gets an 8-10-foot lead again. Right-hand batting Aiden Ike, catcher for Piqua. Open stance, fouls out of play to the right. No balls and a strike on him.
Brunner this year in his senior season for the Cavaliers had a 2.88 ERA, 34 innings, 3-2 record. He struck out 38 in those 34 innings.
He had a nice campaign, that's for sure. Hurling for Lehman. Outside target set up here by Mason, the catcher for Piqua, and too much time taken. Getting a little impatient, Aiden Ike, the hitter for Piqua, steps out of the box. There's a bouncing ball to the plate, and it gets a little bit away from the catcher for Sydney, rolling to the left through the right-hand batter's box, and Ludwig scoots on down to second on the wild pitch. So far, Brunner struggling with command.
You can see that from pitchers at times early in games.
Ike has a one ball, one strike count on him. It's now 2-1 at pitch low and away. Brunner's been down well below the knees with most of his pitches. Ludwig at second for Piqua with a lead. No one out, top of the first inning.
Now that was pitch number 7. 5 of them have been balls so far.
There's a ball laced into right field on 2 hops to Sydney's right fielder. Ludwig wheels around third, comes to the plate, throw home, not cut off, and the batter runner hustles into second, and he beats the throw by an eyelash. He is safe. Throw from right field by Sydney. It was hurled plateward by Dylan Sanders. Got to home late, beating it Ludwig, as he didn't hesitate around third. He dashed for the plate. And then the catcher for Sydney, Mason, flipped a throw down to second. The batter runner didn't hesitate a bit either. He zipped around first and went sliding into second safely under the tag on the throw home.
Yeah, that was a great at-bat. He was able to be patient there and wait for a good pitch to hit.
That was very nice line drive single to right field by Ike, who took the outside corner pitch to the opposite part of the diamond.
And Piqua batters can keep the pressure on here. I know they can wait for a pitch in the zone. Don't have to rush anything when the ones that are being low.
A ball and no strikes on Landon Wills. And here's a good jump out at second base by Ike, and he steals third. Throw is made. No tag applied. Piqua catching Sydney napping, and now Piqua's got a runner at third, a run in, and no one out here in the top of the first inning. Wills hits from the left side. He's a Bradford High School product. And he chops a foul to Pickwa's first base coach. A ball and two strikes, one and two. Of course, Bradford made a nice late season run. Got a lofty seed in the sectional tournament. Upset Fort Loramie, advanced to the regional before losing to Southeastern. Here's a ball grounded hard to second. Sydney wants to come home. Poor decision. Runner beats it. Ball in the mitt and out of the catcher's glove. Rolled away from him. Belated throw down to second. And the batter runner beats that throw easily. Right now, Sydney a little late with throws. Some poor decisions. And Pick was played at two with a runner now at second. And no one out in the top of the first inning.
Tough play there. It's always a question of philosophy of what you do in a situation like that. I always would try to get the out on bases there. As a result, not able to record the out at the plate, and the batter runner goes to second.
Yeah, the second baseman for Sydney, Braden Monin, was at medium depth when he made the play on the batted ball off the bat of Wills. It was hit fairly sharply, but again, Pickwell with very good speed at the top of the lineup.
Yeah.
Beating throws to all bases so far. And here's a steal of third. A ground ball is short. It's nubbed. Sydney holds it. The shortstop for post 217, Noah McEldowney, came gliding in on the grass and did not have a play at first base. Wisely held the ball because of that throw to first. Bryant is a little off the mark. Who knows? The runner, Wills, might have darted around third and come home. We've seen runners go from second to third and then to home on infield grounders. Wills was running with the pitch. And now Pickwa's got men at first and third. Two runs in. The count of ball and no strikes.
And we, of course, are still looking for our first out of the game.
This is Joseph Bernardi, the third baseman for Pickwa, who's hitting at the moment. Des Warner was the previous batter. Before I mentioned his name, he grounded softly to short. Warner's running, and Sydney throws through all the way down to second. It's high, safe, sliding in comfortably is Warner for Pickwa, which has runners at second and third, two runs home. The count of ball and no strikes on Bernardi. Right-hand batter, even with the plate. Brunner for Sydney, fires, fastball, swing and a miss for a strike. One ball, two strikes, one and two on Bernardi for post 184, which leads Sydney 2-0, first inning, no one out. There's a jam job in on the fist, high foul, wide of third, near the dugout. It is caught, nice play. Third baseman Xavier Flippo hauls it in. There's a good 80 to 90 feet of foul territory between the bags and the dugouts and the foul fences on the perimeter of Custom Border Field. A lot of room behind home plate as well, another good 75, 80 feet there. And Flippo took advantage, made a long run, big out recorded.
Yes, it was.
Here's a hard ground ball to short. Nice play by Sydney. A look at the runner at third. He's frozen. Out recorded at first. Nicely done by Noah McEldowney from Versailles. So all of a sudden, Bryant in two pitches. Sydney records two outs, and nobody advances after Pickwa previously had a field day here in this first inning.
Now, Brunner doing a better job with his control, too. Pitches are low, but they're low in the zone now.
And stepping in, I believe this should be Gio Barron, if my lineup is indeed correct. Open stance, swing from the left side. And he cuts it a low one. doesn't get a piece of it after taking a ball on the initial pitch. It is 1-1 on Barron. Barron played his high school baseball in the spring at Pickwell. Looks at ball two up and away. Well, Brunner has toughened up here in the last two batters and gotten outs. He's trying to strand runners at second and third. Pickwell scored twice to lead 2-0. There's an outside corner pitch for a strike on Barron, and it's 2-2. The hitter nods his head. The plate umpire called the outside edge, as he should have. The pitch by Brunner was right there. Here's the 2-2 delivery, low and away for ball three. First base open. Runners at second and third for Pickwell. Top of the first inning. Brunner winds, fires to Barron. It looks good right down the pike. Ooh, it's a little up, and it's ball four. That was mighty close, Bryant.
Mm. Yeah, that was.
Well, if I'm a hitter, I'm spoiling that pitch. I've got to take a hack at that one.
Yeah.
But Barron took it upstairs for ball four. Brunner didn't get the break on the call. Bases loaded. Here's Ethan Dienhart. Second baseman for Pickwell played his high school ball at Houston. And it's low and in for ball one. And we've had a conference on the mound. Xander Mason chats with Brunner. And the first baseman, Gavin Roberts, for Sydney comes in as well. I think technically in the inning, there has been one safe hit. Been a couple of fielder's choice plays, steals, inning-opening walk, bases full for Pickwell, which has scored twice, two out, pitched to Dienhart, trickled foul behind home plate. Count a ball and a strike, 1-1. Boy, Brunner would do pretty well, Bryant, to get out of this jam with just two runners scoring. Can he retire 3 in a row and conclude the inning? Fastball away, and it's 2-1 on Dienhart. Dienhart, about 5'9", 5'10", middle of right-hand batter's box. Runner fires, pitch down the middle, lace back up the middle, hit the pitching rubber. Second baseman Monin alertly retraces his steps, gets the ball off the ground, and flips it on to first for the out. Monin had scooted towards second. Ball was headed up the middle. It looked like it hit the rubber, ricocheted behind Monin, who reversed his steps, collected the ball, got the out. Brunner retires 3 in a row after Pickwell scores 2 to lead 2-0 over Sydney Post 217 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
This is Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing at Custom Border Field in Sydney. Piqua Post 184. Jack's two runs on the board in the top of the first inning. There were two hits by Piqua in the first. I mistakenly said one a few minutes ago. Only one got to the outfield. That, an RBI single by Aiden Ike. Second batter of the game, Des Warner, had an infield roller to short on which McElDowney elected to not throw to first. Those were the two hits. Brunner finished the inning on the mound for Sydney, retiring the last three. Leadoff hitter for Sydney here in the bottom of the first inning is Gavin Roberts, who grounds to second to Deanhart. He strolls to his left in the hole, gathers it, flips onto the first baseman for the out. The play goes from Deanhart to Wills. Gavin Roberts up and out, 4-3. Gavin, a Sydney High product. And here's Noah McElDowney, shortstop from Versailles, left-hand batter. Played this past spring at Wright State Salina. And he cracks a hard ground ball, speared by Ludwig, the pitcher for Piqua, out there on the mound. He gets leather on it and deals to first for the out. That ball ticketed for a base hit up the middle. Good reaction by Ludwig, Bryant.
Yes, yes it was. He finished his Houston career as that school's career steals leader.
Boy, you talk about a quick inning. Braden Monin, third hitter for Sydney here in the bottom of the first. Nubs one pool cue style off the very end of the bat on the first delivery from Ludwig. It is trickled to the second baseman, Deanhart, who gobbles it up. Soft wide throw to first. Good stretch by Wills. And Monin is out. I think maybe, four or five pitches at the most by Ludwig in the first frame for Piqua.
Four.
And after four throws, he gets Sydney 1-2-3. We go to the second. Piqua 2, Sydney Post 217, nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, Piqua scored two in the first, left three on. Sydney went down very hastily, 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. Four pitches thrown by Piqua's hurler, Xavier Ludwig, and now Piqua returns to the plate. Here in the top of inning number two, it's Ian Arnold, the left fielder for Post 184, played his high school baseball at Sydney. He is the brother of Landon Arnold, the shortstop tonight for Post 184. And the first pitch from Brunner for Sydney's Post is a fastball foul to the screen. No balls and a strike. Second pitch is a curve missed upstairs. It's either a curve or a slider, just a little above the letters, to the batter Ian Arnold for Piqua 184. He bunts foul, loops it off to the right, out of play. Infield is up at third, especially after that attempted bunt by the batter Arnold. The moment I say that, third baseman Flippo retreats. Now he charges. Pitch way in on Arnold, nearly got a thread. He got out of it. Got out of the way just in the nick of time. It missed him, and the count goes to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Arnold. runner whips a fastball in there, and a whack at it by Arnold, and he comes up empty. Strikeout for Brunner. One out, top of the second for Pickwell 184. Here's Xavier Ludwig, who walked to start the game, and then, Brian, he flashed some speed.
Yes, he did. Had one stolen base. So as I was mentioning right before Monahan hit the third out in the bottom of the first, he did finish as Houston's all-time career steals leader.
Runner throws a pitch down below the knees. Ludwig golfs at it, misses, and he's down in the count. No balls and a strike. Outfield deep for Ludwig, shading him to the left. Foul ball to the screen. Nothing in two. Brunner retired three of the last four hitters in the top of the first inning, got into a groove, and he left three runners aboard after Pickwell had scored a pair. There's a high fastball well above the shoulders, taken by Ludwig, and it's a ball and two strikes. Flippo deep at third, McElDowney deep at short, Monahan at second on the edge of the grass, and there's a ball slugged into center field, barreled up nicely by Ludwig. It falls for a base hit. A walk and a single for Xavier Ludwig here tonight for Pickwell 184. He's on at first with one down. Here's Aiden Ike, who singled to right field in the top of the first for Pickwell. Ike, a Sydney high school baseball player in the spring. He swings at an outside pitch and lofts it into short center field. Galloping in is Gabe Link. He makes a nice running catch, and he throws to first to try to double up Ludwig, and he airmails it well over the head of the first baseman for Sydney, and the ball goes out of play, enabling Ludwig to be sent all the way to third base on the overthrow. So Ludwig's at third. Lincoln center raced in, made a very good play on a shallow pop to short center field, but his throw was much too high at first. His momentum was carrying him toward the diamond, and he simply pitched it over the first baseman's head. Roberts climbed the ladder, couldn't get it. It went out of play, and that awards Ludwig two bases. He's parked at third. Two down now for Pickwell here in the top of the second inning. There's a ball lined over the pitcher's head into center, a base hit. Driven hard by Landon Wills. RBI single for him. He was aboard on a fielder's choice in the first. That ball was drilled right back through the box. So Pickwell scores two in the first, one in the second. And the lead is now 3-0. And here's Des Warner, who picked up an infield single in the first inning for Pickwell. He takes a ball inside from Brunner. Wills with a lengthy lead down at first. Pitch upstairs to Warner, and it's 2-0. Sydney falling behind, 3-0 here to Pickwell. Overcast skies now as Warner fouls out of play to the right over the dugout. Two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Warner. This might be one of those games, Bryant, with a lengthy weekend tournament upcoming over the 4th of July where pitchers go maybe two innings, three innings at a time. Could be one of those situations.
Right.
That's what both coaches suggested. Of course, we'll see how it plays out.
The real issue for Sydney is coming out of that Best of Ohio tournament. That was five games this past weekend.
There's a ball hammered by Warner on the ground, pounded to Monahan at second. He's right in front of it for Sydney. Flips on to the first baseman Roberts for out number three, but Pickwell adds on. 3-0 Pickwell post 184 over Sydney post 217. We head to the second, bottom of inning number two. 3-0 Pickwell on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Up already in this game and two at-bats, Piquez sent 13 players to the plate. 13 men have batted. Three runs, four left on for Piquez. In two swings, Sidney went down on four pitches, 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. We're in the bottom of the second. Here's Gabe Link, center fielder from Marion Local. Played this past spring at Wright State Salina. Right-hand batter in the box for the Sydney Post 217 Club as Xavier Ludwig fires in a strike to start him off and then goes low and away in the dirt. And it's a ball and a strike, 1-1. Link's bat came alive over the weekend. He was hitting on all cylinders for Sydney. Good inside movement on that pitch by Ludwig in under the hands of the hitter Link, who took a whiff at it, missed it. It's 1-2. Ludwig works quickly. That's high and inside, in fact, behind the head of the hitter Link. Good stab on the play by the Piquet catcher. Well done by Aiden Ike. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Link. Open stance. Looks at a fastball outside corner. Thigh high. Yes, indeed. We got a great view directly behind the home plate umpire. That pitch was spot on, Bryant.
Yeah, and it was a nice recovery after, like you said, that one previously had went behind the back.
Xavier Flippo. Outstanding shortstop, second baseman, and superb pitcher at Rushi. State runners-up this past spring, or I should say earlier this month for that matter, in Akron. State champs a year ago in Division IV. Flippo looked at ball one outside and then leans back to take ball two inside from Ludwig. The Houston product for the Piquet Post has retired the first four. Then he goes upstairs with a fastball, 3-0. In jeopardy of walking Flippo with one out in the bottom of the second here for Sydney, which trails Piquet 3-0. Ludwig tries to pours in a strike, or I should say tries to pour in a strike, and does on the outside half at the letters. 3-1. 3-1 on Flippo. Ludwig comes back to the plate. That one's well wide, missed by a foot. Off the outside edge, not close. Flippo let it go by. He's aboard with a base on balls. Xander Mason, catcher for Sydney, who played his high school baseball at Piquet. He is in to hit at the moment. Mason, a 2024 PHS grad, squares to bunt in self-defense, rolls it up the first baseline, foul. That pitch from Ludwig was coming in at the upper chest of Mason, and he squirted it down the first baseline, but it did not stay fair. One on, one out for Sydney, bottom of the second. Piquet leads 3-0. Looking for a bunt is Sydney's third baseman, Joseph Bernardi. in the stretch is Ludwig. Mason squares, takes it, strike, yes, at the knees on the outside half. Nothing in two. Plate umpire has been on the button on the balls and strikes. We've got a great perspective as we look down over his right shoulder, right behind home plate. There's the pitch, strike three called, yes. As Ludwig dropped down, came a little more sidearm to Mason, and the right-hand batter looked at a speed ball that accelerated over the outside corner. It caught the edge. It sure did, and he's out on strikes. Nice pitching by Ludwig, who's K'd two. He's gotten both Link and Mason looking in the second inning. Two out, one on for Sydney. There's a ground ball off the bat of Adam Rindler, a switch hitter who played at Minster. He smacked it to first. Nice play down there by the first sacker, Landon Wills, for Piqua. He spears it knee-high, touches the bag, and in short order, Sydney up and out for the second time in this game. As Sydney does leave one aboard here in the second, we played two. It's Piqua post 184-3, Sydney post 217, nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Top of the third inning upcoming, Piqua batting. Piqua post 184, holding an edge of 3-0. Joseph Bernardi, Landon Arnold, and Gio Barron, the fifth, sixth, and seventh hitters in the Piqua lineup. Here's a ball dribbled to third off the bat of Bernardi. Nice hustle play by the third baseman Flippo, and he loops it on across the diamond to Roberts for the out. Flippo was playing up a smidgen and made a quick scoot in to feel that ball on the grass on the dead run. Tossed a strike to Gavin Roberts at first base, and Bernardi is up and out 5-3. Here's Landon Arnold hitting now for Piqua with one down, top of the third inning. David Brunner on the bump for the Sydney post. Looks at a pitch that is a little high to Landon Arnold. He's not very tall, and that pitch was called high. Swing and a hard line drive. Caught by Flippo as he reached high and latched onto it at third. Couple nice plays by Xavier Flippo from Rushi here for the Sydney post in the third inning. He retires a couple, one on a grounder, and then a scalded line drive off the bat of Landon Arnold. Here's Gio Barron from the left side. He steps in the box, takes strike one from Brunner.
Yeah, that was great reflexes there by Flippo. That was a double for sure, if that is a little to Flippo's right or left.
Yep. That ball was smashed. It was ripped hard off the bat of the little guy, Landon Arnold, as he was shooting for a two-bagger, as Bryant noted. Flippo robbed him. The count now, two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Gio Barron, the right fielder for Piqua. Left-hand batter. Cuts through an off-speed changeup from Brunner. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes. He took a hack at a change and could not get a piece. There's a bouncing ball behind home plate, and it's 3-2 full on Barron. Well, Brunner has given up four hits in this game. One to Ludwig, one to Ike, one to Wills, one to Warner. Three runs, four left on for Piqua. Here is the 3-2 pitch to Barron. Off speed for Brunner. Ooh, it just missed the outside corner by an eyelash. Looked like a real good-looking changeup. Too close to take. I tell you what, Bryant, if I'm batting from the left side and if I'm in Gio Barron's shoes, I'm taking a slice at that pitch for fear of being called out on strike three. But it was ruled ball four. And here's a foul ball off the catcher's mitt. New batter, Deanhart, steps in.
It looked like all of Sydney's players thought that was a strike because everybody started to walk off the field there.
Oh, yeah. They had a step and a half toward the dugout.
Like you said, it was a very close call. It was right on the edge there.
Nothing and one on Deanhart, second baseman for Piqua. He was out on a play from Monin to first, the second baseman for Sydney. Fielded his ground ball to end the first inning. Runner at first, two out for Piqua here in the top of the third inning. Good breaking ball from Brunner, and cutting right through it is the batter, Deanhart. No balls, two strikes. He's behind in the count, nothing and two. Brunner looks at his runner, Barron, who's got good speed. High fastball, 1-2. The count on Deanhart. Barron, by the way, picked up his second base on balls. Just a moment ago, he's at first. Got a good lead. Brunner looks at him. Pitch and a fly foul beyond the dugout to the right. 1-2 count, 1-2 on Deanhart. We're in the top of the third inning. Piqua post 184-3. Sydney post 217, nothing. It has been all Piqua so far. Brunner steps off the rubber. Deanhart steps out of the box. Ian Arnold on deck for Piqua. Curveball missed wide. Good break on it. I think that was a waste pitch from Brunner to see if the hitter Deanhart would fish a little bit. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Xander Mason, the catcher, sets up on the outside corner. The pitch catches the inside corner, and the plate umpire rings up Deanhart. Strike three called. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Piqua 3. Sydney yet to score. Sydney down 3-0. Bottom of the third upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
This is Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing at Custom Border Field in Sydney. We are giving you play-by-play in color of tonight's game between Sydney Post 217 and Piqua Post 184. matchup between two American Legion foes. They've had a history down through the years. First meeting this season between the two. They compete in District 2. Game scheduled a week ago at Piqua was postponed. So they do have a return match scheduled at Piqua. This is the one meeting at Sydney. And Sydney's Adam Rindler steps into the box, looks at a pitch high from Xavier Ludwig of Piqua, who whips another one in there upstairs as well, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Rindler. There's a ball sliced on the ground between first and second. Dienhart dives for Piqua in short right field and can't smother it. It eludes him. Base knock for Rindler on with a single for Sydney. And you know what? I may have made a mistake. It was Rindler who finished the previous inning. That was David Brunner.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I've got to complete my notes a little more perfectly. It was Adam Rindler swinging from the left side who concluded the previous inning for Sydney, and that was a nice base knock by Brunner in the hole between first and second as Sydney tries to get something started here in the bottom of the third. Down by a 1-0 count. Brunner trying to help his own cause. He's on the mound for Sydney, and he starts the third inning with a hit through the right side. There's a strike call to Dylan Sanders, and the count is evened up at 1-1. Bottom of the third, 3-0 Piqua. At the edge of the grass is the third baseman for Piqua, Bernardi. Sanders slightly open stance. Ludwig into the stretch. Sanders takes strike two right down the gut. Ball and two strikes on Sanders. Tell you what, Bryant, we have seen some awfully good pitches taken tonight by Sydney batters.
After having such a hot-hitting weekend, they're a little hesitant tonight, it looks like.
1-2 on Sanders. Oh, he starts to go, checks, but it's over anyway. Outside half of the plate above the waist, Sanders called out.
And as you noted in our pregame, they had problems hitting last night against Troy, too.
Yes.
So after the hot hitting weekend, struggled so far here tonight and also struggled last night.
Yeah, McEldowney had a long triple last night for Sydney. Roberts had a couple hits. Monin had a couple of hits. I think five or six total. Didn't score until two out in the seventh as Troy beat Sydney last night 4-1. A ball and no strikes, 1-0 on Rindley, who swings at one low and in and skies it behind first. First baseman for Piqua is right at the edge of the grass in foul ground by a foot, maybe straddling the line. Easy play for Landon Wills. Two out for Sydney here in the last of the third inning. Sydney hoping to not waste the leadoff base hit by Brunner. Back to the top of the order and Gavin Roberts. He is one of the top hitters in this Sydney lineup, well over 300. There's a fastball hit hard, but right at the shortstop for Piqua. It is Landon Arnold who takes one step to his left, gloves, and he rolls on to second base and touches the bag for the force, and Sydney's retired here in the last of the third. We go to the fourth. Piqua still leads. It is post 184-3, post 217 from Sydney. Nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Welcome back to Custom Border Field in Sydney. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing. Sydney Post 217 trails. Piqua Post 184, 3-0. Top of the fourth inning as Sydney's David Brunner returns to the mound. He got Sydney's first hit of the game, leading off the last half of the third. A line drive has been spanked hard into center field by Ian Arnold, the left fielder of Piqua, to start off inning number four. That ball was barreled up on the first pitch of the top of the fourth inning, and here's Xavier Ludwig stepping in for Post 184. Let's see if some kind of a game is on. Good speed down at first for Arnold. That, by the way, hit number five for Piqua. 3-0 Piqua leads, top of the fourth, runner at first. Ludwig has walked and singled in two trips to the plate for Piqua.
And just about all five of those hits, too, Jack, have been really hard.
Here is a low pitch to the plate. Oh, it hits Ludwig. The runner was headed to second with the delivery to the mound, but he slows down to a walk into second base, hit batsman, and on at first is Ludwig, two aboard for Piqua here in the top of inning number four. The lead is 3-0 in favor of Piqua, and Sydney Post 217 coach Jake Peters strolls to the mound, gives us an opportunity to highlight for you our sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, one of which is the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, which highlights our keys to the game. I thought it would be pitching, Bryant, a key component for Francis Schulze, the outstanding high-quality building materials. And I thought a key component for these two teams here tonight would be pitching. So far, Ludwig has been razor-sharp for Piqua. And Sydney's in a jam with two on and none out here in the top of the fourth inning. And stepping into the plate is Aiden Ike. He has singled and flown to center and an RBI in the first. It's a low pitch, steal of third base by Ludwig. And Xander Mason fires high to third. Flippo leaped off the ground and saved that heave down there from going into left. Steal of third, runner on first did not advance. So there are runners at first and third, and the runner on first leaves the bag in hopes of getting in a rundown and enabling the man on third to score. And Sydney allows the runner between first and second to get back to second, and there's no play at third as Ludwig manages to sneak back into third safely. So after all of that, we've got a steal of third and then a belated steal of second. And here's a low pitch to the plate, bounds away from Xander Mason, rolls toward the screen to the left. Ludwig romps home easily, and the runner on second for Piqua advances to third. So Ike is at the plate as Jake Peters comes to the mound for the second time in a few minutes here for Sydney. The lead is now 4-0 in favor of Piqua. We have no one out in the fourth, 4-0 lead, Piqua over the Sydney Post here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? I bet you do. You see, Infinite Details and Anna can refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Infinite Details will shampoo and fluff your interior carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking shine. We'll even brighten your headlights and make that weathered exterior plastic sparkle once again. Infinite Details and Anna renews and restores your car's appearance inside and out. Infinite Details at 14555 State Route 119 East in Anna to the rear west side of Truck Stop 99. Any vehicle, your car, truck, or classic car is welcome at Infinite Details, the number one auto detailing service around. Phone 937-638-6520. That's 638-6520. Some work can be done while you wait. Mention Scores Broadcast and receive 10% off your next $100 detailing job at Infinite Details in Anna. Your car drives good when it looks good. From east to west, Infinite Details is the very best.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Well, as we mentioned a few minutes ago here on scoresbroadcast.com, key components in this game tonight, pitching, and Sydney uses its second as Ben Renderley, a left-hander who played at Rushi, is on the bump now. Xavier Ludwig has thrown three fine innings for the Piqua Post. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, it has been all about pitching, and that's where Piqua Post 184 has had the edge. Key building components for Piqua and Sydney right out there on the mound. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi. Ben Renderley on the mound, southpaw, 4-0 lead Piqua, runner at third, no one out in the top of the fourth inning, and Aid Nike at the plate swings in an outside fastball and misses. That was a 3-1 offering. The count now goes to 3-2. Big out here. Sydney needs to strand the runner at third. There's a high fastball, and Ike is on. First and third for Piqua, which has had runners on base every inning, leading 4-0. Boy, you can bet head coach Howie Ludwig Bryant will have the runner at first moving at some point during this at bat. And there he goes. Right away, it's Ike.
Yep.
Renderley, the pitcher, hesitates, throws to the plate low, and Ike races to second and third. Now for Piqua, no one down, fourth inning.
Well, a 4-run lead is pretty solid, but they're trying to push this to 6-7 here to make it absolutely rock solid.
Left-hand batting Landon Wills looks at an off-speed pitch upstairs.
And with two men on third and second right now and no outs, they're in a great position to do that.
Yep.
And they're continuing to stay patient at the plate.
Here's the pitch to Wills. D right called at the knees on the outside corner. Scoreboard says 1-1. Was that not the third pitch to Wills? Maybe I'm mistaken. Second and third for Piqua. no one out here in the top of the fourth. Pickwa leads 4-0. And Will spoils a foul out of play to the left.
It was, Jack. That was the fourth right there. So I think it's a 2-2 count here.
Right. For once in my lifetime, I was correct. Scoreboard was an error.
You're selling yourself short there.
Two balls, two strikes. Big bender from Renderley stays high, and it's full, 3-2. Wills ducked it, really didn't need to. Pitch was clearly up above the strike zone.
Now, you were a softball umpire yourself for how long, Jack? Over 3 decades?
Yeah, a lot of baseball, too. Ooh, what a pitch by Renderley. Looked like a cut fastball, a slider perhaps, knee-high outside corner. Wills bent over, examined it, didn't pull the trigger, and he is rung up by the plate umpire. Strike three. Here is Dez Warner, center fielder for Pickwa, which leads 4-0, one out. Runners at second and third, top of the fourth. Renderley fires. There's a ball spanked back up the middle. Shortstop and umpire get close to each other in the middle of the diamond, and the ball rolls free out into center field. Two-run score. Batter runner Warner wheeled around first, dug hard for second, and made it in safely. Might have been an illusion from my vantage point, Brian, it looked like that maybe McElDowney, the shortstop for Sydney, was screened momentarily by the base umpire, who was on the third base side of second. And ordinarily, I would never position myself there. I would stay just to the first base side of second, even with third base occupied, certainly with second and third occupied. Here's the windup, the pitch to the plate, fouled over the screen, and it's out of play for a strike.
Well, McElDowney was none too happy about that either in his reaction after the play.
Nope. I think the challenge there for that middle of the infield umpire in a two-umpire system is to stay as close to second base as possible. Here's a ball nubbed to second to Monin. Monin's got it easily. Tosses on to first to Roberts for the out. Runner moves up to third. Two have scored in the frame. It's 6-0 in favor of Pickwa.
And again, as I said earlier, you know, it is a four-run lead, was anyway. That's not insignificant, but it's not insurmountable either. Six isn't insurmountable as well, but it's, you know, much closer to insurmountable territory.
Here is the pitch to Landon Arnold. Previous hitter was Joseph Bernardi for Pickwa. He was out second to first. Second out of the inning. Runner at third. Two are in for Pickwa, which leads 6-0.
So, yeah, that was a big play. I think you could see that in the reaction from the Sydney players, too, knowing that it went down the way it did.
Yeah, that middle of the field umpire's got to be closer to the bag at second. That weighs that much further from the second baseman and shortstop. At least that's my opinion. That's how I worked it. I know there's a runner at third. There is now. There was then. So you want to cheat a little bit to the third base side of second. That's okay. But, boy, that middle of the diamond umpire is a good, 15 feet to the left of the second base bag.
Right, yes.
That's about 10 feet too far. And what happened can happen when you get over in the vision of that shortstop. We had a 3-1 count on the hitter who swings at a high fastball. Good cut by Landon Arnold. He was just overpowered by Renderley right there, and the count goes to 3-2. Nonetheless, he's got to be positioned somewhere out there in the middle of the diamond, well behind the mound. There's a low and in pitch. It's ball four. It gets away from the catcher, Xander Mason, and the runner on third for Pickwa Post 184 is Dez Warner, and he makes a mad dash to the plate, stumbles on his slide in the right-hand batter's box. He's home easily, and the lead has now been amassed to 7-0 in favor of Pickwa. Arnold on down at first. with a base on balls. And here's Gio Barron, the right fielder. He's walked twice. He bats from the left side. 7-0 Piqua. We're in the top of inning number four. Sydney Post 217, reeling a bit, not sharp tonight. Here's a throw to first, and that gets away. Rolls several feet into foul ground. You play so many games, Bryant, sooner or later, you're going to have a nasty one.
Right. And when you play Legion ball like this, when you're playing, what, 30, 40, upwards of 50, depending on how long the season goes, yep, in a matter of 2 months.
They may play 8 or 10 in 1 week.
Right.
After having played 30-some in the high school season. And you could get a little weary, a hot, humid night, and Piqua clearly the sharper team this evening. The count, 2 balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Barron. Piqua leads 7-0 here in the top of the fourth. Runner gets back at first. The other challenge for that umpire in the middle of the diamond is to not be in the line of that throw from the catcher down to the second base bag. So he's got that to keep in mind, too. Here's a steal attempt of second, and the throw rolls away. It's loose out into short center field. Good hustle by McElDowney. Runner safe at second. Piqua with a large handful of stolen bases in this game tonight. I'd say 5 or 6 anyway. Maybe 1 or 2 were by indifference. The lead is 7-0 for Piqua. Top of the fourth inning. 2 balls and a strike, 2 out. Left-hand batting Barron has a runner down at second. He swings at a low pitch from Renderley and cuts right through it.
Now that was their 7th stolen base, Jack.
I was in the ballpark.
Yes.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Barron. A look back at second by Renderley. There's a wide curve off the corner by a few inches, and it's 3-2.
Now, Ludwig and Aiden Ike each have 2. Each of the Arnolds has 1, and Warner has stolen 1 base.
Barron looking for his 3rd walk of the game. Not this time. Right down the middle, off speed by Renderley. Barron looked it over. He is out on strikes. Called out for strike 3. We go to the bottom of the 4th. Piqua has just added 3 to lead at 7-0. Bottom of inning number 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Piqua Post 184 just scored 3 more. Left a runner aboard. 7 runs for Piqua Legion Post 184 in this game. They've left aboard 6 runners. They've been all over the base paths this evening against Sydney, which has just 1 hit. Bottom of the 4th inning, Xavier Ludwig from Houston on the bump for Piqua. He's thrown well, and his initial delivery here in the bottom of the 4th inning is high and wide for ball 1. 1-0 on Noah McElDowney, shortstop for Sydney. He tries to get something going. Noah wears number 3, bats from the left side. Ludwig fires upstairs, ball 2, 2-0. Sydney needs a big inning. You put 3 or 4 on the board here, and then maybe you shift the pressure a little bit from one team to the other. You make Pickwick start to sweat. High, ball 3. 3-0 in McElDowney. Ludwig has been getting ahead of hitters, predominantly with a fastball. Sydney's looked at, I think, 3 fastball call-outs on the inside or outside edges of the plate, strike 3s. Here's ball 4 to McElDowney. Ludwig off the mark on 4 hurls in succession, and aboard is McElDowney down at first for Sydney. He's on to start the bottom of the 4th inning. There's a pitch up and in under the chin of Braden Monin. 5 straight balls thrown by Ludwig. Runner at first, McElDowney's going nowhere, down 7-0. He's got a short lead. Pitch to Monin is on the inside corner, or was it off the plate? Not sure how to read the umpire's mechanics on that one. I think he was motioning in, 2-0. There's a pitch low on the ground, 3-0 over the plate, but beneath the knees. 7 straight balls by Ludwig. 3-0 on Braden Monin. Monin, in his first at-bat in this game, was out second to first. Played his high school baseball at Rushi. It had not been for his 2-out double against Newton in the district semifinal in the 7th inning. Rushi would not have advanced on in the tournament. Would have been knocked out prior to the district championship game.
Yeah, that was one of the more odd games I've ever seen. Completely dominated by Rushi until the top of the 6th when Newton's bats came alive. With 5 runs, right, to take a 5-4 lead?
Yep.
And Monin, with that 2-out double, gave them a 6-5 win.
3-0 pitch by Ludwig, a strike right down the center to Monin. But there's ball 4 way outside and high. 9 pitches from Ludwig here in the 4th. 8 of them balls. Sydney's got 2 aboard. Sydney posts 217 with 1 hit in this game. That by David Brunner. Here's Gabe Link, one of the top hitters on this club. He and Gavin Roberts, 1-2 in RBIs. Pitch to Link, fastball below the knees, 1-0. 9 balls thrown in 10 pitches by Ludwig to start the bottom of the 4th. Ludwig in a stretch, open stance by Link. Fastball, yep, inside. No, it's ruled off the plate inside, 2-0. Between the plate umpire and the catcher, my view is blocked on that one. Ludwig didn't question the call. 2-0 on Link. Fastball outside corner. Yes, sir. 2-1. 2 balls and a strike on Gabe Link, who played at Marion Local. He's at Wright State Salina, where he plays. 2-1 pitch. That's a foot outside. 3-1. So Ludwig for Piqua, who walked 2 to start the 4th, is in danger of walking Link, who's ahead in the count, 3-1.
He'd had a very good first 3 innings. He's only had 41 pitches.
Ball sprayed foul out of play between home and first, and it's full, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on Link. Big at bat here. Sydney needs to get a 3rd runner aboard. Payoff pitch. Fastball in on the fist. Popped in the air behind home plate. Giving chase is the catcher for Piqua. Running out of room, though, is Aiden Ike. Link still alive. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2. Runners at first and second for Sydney, which trails 7-0 here in the bottom of the 4th inning. Link back in the box. Ludwig gets a sign from catcher Ike. He needs to throw a strike. Oh, he misses way down and in, a 2-seamer. tailed off on him. Well below the knees off the inside corner. Three straight walks offered here by Xavier Ludwig, pitcher for Piqua Post 184. Sydney now with a serious threat, down 7-0. Bottom of the fourth inning on scoresbroadcast.com.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the big boy slider two-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Xavier Flippo steps in with the bases loaded for Sydney. Ludwig fires up above the strike zone for ball one. Boy, he's lost command here in the bottom of the fourth. Flippo singled in the eighth inning at Akron to lift Rushi to a state semifinal victory, a walk-off triumph over St. Henry 1-0. There's a pitch low and away. Ludwig can't find the zone. That one was close, but the umpire behind the plate shook his head. There's a strike on the inside corner at the knees. Flippo taking all the way. 2-1 on Flippo. Bases loaded for Sydney Post 217. Nobody out, bottom of the fourth. Flippo looks at it off the plate inside. A two-seamer, didn't catch the edge, and it's 3-1. 3-1 on Flippo. Bases full, nobody out. Ludwig stretching, throws. Almost hit Flippo. It's in his chest. Ball four. That forces in a run. It's 7-1. Sydney still has them loaded. And here is Xander Mason stepping in. Tell you what, a base hit or two now for Sydney Bryant. And this game all of a sudden is up for grabs.
And Piqua limited in pitchers because they're limited in players, period. Only 9 tonight, right, Jack?
Exactly. Here's the pitch to Mason by Ludwig. It's a called strike above the waist. Center cut. Nothing in one. Ludwig will probably come right back with another fastball. He does, but he jerked that one wide, overthrew it, out of the zone. 1-1. Four walks in a row by Ludwig. Here in the bottom of the fourth, Sydney has scored. Sydney still with just one hit in this game, down 7-1. Ludwig to Mason, up and away, ball two. 2-1. Most of these pitches, Bryant, really not close.
Right.
Umpires maybe had to debate over one or two, but most of the balls have been way up out of the zone. Oh, here's a check swing roller to the mound, and Ludwig comes in and stumbles. He can't make the play. All hands are safe. A run scores. That was an excuse-me infield single by the hitter Xander Mason. The pitch was up and in. It was going to be another ball. The ball found the bat, rolled out in front of the plate, and Ludwig dashed in and slid to the turf. He was on the grass, no throw. A run home. It's now 7-2, still loaded. Nobody out. And here's a fastball wide. 1-0 on the new hitter for Piqua, Adam Rindler. He's a switch hitter, plays outfield for Sydney. Was at Minster High School in the spring. And there's a pitch, a fastball inside, off the edge, 2-0, as Ludwig looks at his dugout. He's had a couple pitches close, not getting any breaks. Most of his throws have been way off the zone. There's a wild one, low and in, rolls all the way to the screen. Run scores for Sydney. Runners at second and third at 7-3. And Xavier Ludwig is 3-0 on Rindler. Well, a big at-bat in this inning. Yes, the series of walks, but the Xander Mason, infield single, and now it's 3-0 on Rindler. Piqua in danger of loading the bases right back up again. Ludwig hurls to the plate, outside corner just above the knees. Nice tailing fastball. Caught the black. It's 3-1. 3-1 on Rindler. Base hit here would inch Sydney closer. Strike two called. Knee high inside part of the plate. 3-2. 7-3 the score. Runners in scoring position. Here's the 3-2 offering to Rindler. And he misses it for strike three. Ludwig comes all the way back to fan Rindler. That's a big K. Huge strikeout.
Which Ludwig hopes is going to go a long way towards stopping the bleeding here.
Right.
Again, we talked about that. What got scored as a two-run single.
Here is David Brunner steps in, Bryant, looks at a strike on the outside corner, and then one is on the ground, trapped by the catcher behind the plate arc, and the count is a ball and a strike, 1-1.
We talked about it at length last half inning. That Warner hit that ball.
There's a ball shot back to the mound, hit hard. Oh, a nice defensive play by Ludwig. And here's a man trapped between second and third. Throw to second, safe, a close play. As Sydney gets out of the jam, ball was really barreled up hard back through the box. It was nailed. Ludwig in self-defense managed to field it. Got an out at first. Runners had to hang on at second and third. So now a strikeout and a sharply hit ball back to the mound for an out. And runners remain at second and third. Still three in for Sydney, which is down 7-3, bottom of the fourth inning. And here's Dylan Sanders. Boy, a base hit here would make it 7-5. There's a ball grounded right side. First baseman goes wide to get it and makes it dive back to the bag and nip Sanders by a foot or two. Heck of a play by the first baseman for Piqua. Heads up, nicely done by Landon Wills. Wow. He did well to field the ball and then made a long lunge on the dirt to first base and got Sanders, and it was tight. Big out. Sydney leaves two on. We played four. Sydney back in it. Pick was 7. Sydney 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGIncOH.com.
Hey, you know, every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve those goals, like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. Well, after a very quick first 2-3 innings, Bryant, we've hit a wall, especially in that fourth. Six runs were scored, three by Pickwith, three by Sydney. It's a 7-3 game. Piqua Post 184 leads. Top of the fifth inning. It is Renderly on the mound in relief of Brunner for Sydney, and he throws high. Ball one to the new hitter for Piqua, and I believe that's Joseph Bernardi, who steps in from the right side. Renderly nips the outside corner for a strike.
That is, I don't know for sure how to pronounce that. Deanhart, is that correct?
My mistake. I'm off a hitter again, Ethan Deanhart, second baseman who played at Houston. Here's the 1-1 pitch to him. Strike two. Renderly with some smoke on that one. 1-2 on Deanhart.
And as I was beginning to say before, those last two quick outs in the bottom of the fourth, had that hard hit by Warner up the middle been able to have been fielded by McIldowney there at shortstop. The batter right after that, Bernardi, hit into a ground out. So that could have been your second and third out right there. Could have stayed at 4-0. Could be a 4-3 game.
Yep. Here's the two-strike pitch to Deanhart. He misses strike three. Whiffed at an outside high fastball. He's gone. Deanhart K's to start the fifth for Piqua. And here's Ian Arnold, left fielder. He's the brother of Landon Arnold. They both played at Sydney. Ian has a stance a good ways away from the plate. Then he strides toward it with the pitch. Strike, swinging. Not sure he covers that outside corner real well, as that's where Renderly placed it. And it's nothing and one on the hitter, Ian Arnold. Same pitch, outside corner, cut on. Nothing doing. He missed it again. Nothing and two. No balls, two strikes. Now Arnold inches a little bit closer to the plate. Xander Mason holds that outside target. Renderly misses up and away, and it's a ball and two strikes on Arnold. Top of the fifth inning, Piqua Post 184-7. Sydney Post 217-3. One out for Piqua, no one aboard. 2-1 pitch low to Ian Arnold. It's 2-2. Sydney Post plays tomorrow. It's a quick comeback. The Lancaster 4th of July tournament. 2:30 first pitch against Pickerington. Then at noon on Friday, 12 noon first pitch against Utica. High and away, count full, 3-2. And then games against Crawfordsville at noon and 2:30 on Saturday.
Busy weekend down there.
That's a lot of baseball.
That 4th of July tournament, always a big one down there.
3-2 pitch, ball four. Renderly lost him. He was ahead in the count, 1-2. And then threw three straight balls, and Ian Arnold is aboard for Piqua with one down here in the fifth. Xavier Ludwig, starting pitcher for Piqua, steps in. He's walked, singled, and been hit by a pitch. He's had a productive day. And, boy, he's flashed his speed every time he's been aboard. He is quick. Open stance for Ludwig. One out, one on. Runner going. Xander Mason's throw to second is wide and late. That was a steal on the pitcher. Renderly didn't regard the runner closely. And it's a successful steal attempt by Arnold, as Piqua Post 184 has been running at will here in this game tonight. Another steal attempt at third. Oh, Flippo catches down there, and he's got him.
Now that was the first one tonight where Piqua's been thrown out on.
I would say Piqua got a little too greedy. Runner,
yes.
Runner in scoring position already with one out, and Arnold tried to steal third after stealing second on the previous pitch. Thought he might not be noticed again, but Xander Mason, the catcher for Sydney, threw a strike to Xavier Flippo, who neatly laid the glove on Arnold for out number two here in the fifth inning.
Well, they do have eight tonight. That was, again, the first one they've been caught on.
8 of 9 for Piqua in terms of steals, successful 8 times and 9 tries. 3 balls and a strike on Ludwig. 3-1 on him, top of the fifth inning. 7-3 in favor of Piqua Post 184.
As you noted a few minutes ago, Sydney playing in that Lancaster 4th of July tournament. It's a tournament that this program has liked playing in.
High ball 4. 4 straight times on base for Ludwig. 2 walks, a single, and a hit batsman. It gives Sydney an opportunity to prep for the state tournament.
Exactly.
Should they advance.
Exactly, yep. And it's always good competition, too. Lancaster brings a lot of good teams in for that tournament. They have a solid program down there.
Aiden Ike, the hitter after Ludwig. Sky is Renderly's first pitch, way up in the atmosphere. It's out behind second base. Shortstop McElDowney is underneath it. He hauls it in for Sydney, and we are through the middle of the fifth. Piqua, for the second time in this game, doesn't score in an inning. But Piqua still leads 7-3 over Sydney. Bottom of the fifth upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Sydney batting, trailing by 4, and the first hitter for Post 217 smacks a long drive to deep right center field. It's very well hit, but the center fielder for Piqua roams over into the gap. It's Des Warner who makes the play. Good catch in the outfield, robbing the hitter for Sydney of extra bases. I believe that was Ben Renderly, the extra hitter in the lineup for Piqua, who drove that ball a good 315-20 feet from home plate. Fine play, though, by Warner of Piqua. One out for Sydney here in the bottom of the fifth, inning. Down 4, 7-3. No balls and a strike, nothing in one on Gavin Roberts. Strike 2 at the knees, outside corner. Excellent pitch by Ludwig, who's still on the mound after losing command there in the fourth. Outside to Roberts, 1-2. Roberts has been out second to first and short to first in this game. Right-hand batter, played high school at Sydney. Good curveball by Ludwig, and it's popped up off the end of the bat to the first baseman, Wills, and he's got it about 15 feet in fair territory at his first base position, and there are 2 out for Sydney here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Well, you may have been wondering why they were going to stick with Ludwig there in that last inning after he walked four batters in a row. But he's showing here that he was able to recover well. No hint in the last four batters he's faced now of those control issues.
Yeah, we had that one inning lapse, and he's regained command. Sidney's gotten only two hits. An excuse me infield single by Mason Zander. And a base hit by David Brunner, a ground ball which barely got to the grass in short right field. It was between the first baseman and second baseman. Second baseman for Piqua, Dienhart, did get the tip end of his glove on that ball, but it just got to the grass. And as I said, the other hit was an infield single right out in front of home plate. That's been the only damage Sidney has done.
I have no idea if it had any effect, but you know, four straight walks to start, and then Mason got that single.
1-1 count to Noah McElDowney, who fouls to the screen, and it's 1-2. A ball and two strikes on the left-hand batting McElDowney. Outfield deep around to the right.
But then when Rindler was at the plate, he had pitched three straight balls to him in that inning after, again, having given up four straight walks and a single. That was the third run Sidney had scored. That wild pitch after three straight balls opened up first base. I don't know if it had any mental effect there that was able to make him calm down, but he then strikes out Rindler, battles back after being down 3-0 to start, and was able to get two ground outs to end it.
Speaking of battling, McElDowney has spoiled two pitches foul,
yes,
to the left. Both were borderline outside corner, but he's made sure that he got a piece of them. There's one that's very wide, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Noah McElDowney, one of the top hitters all season long for Sidney Post 217.
And he has fouled four in this at-bat now.
And there he does it again. Outside corner pitch, sticks his bat out, loops it over the third base dugout. Still 2-2 on Noah. 7-3, Piqua leads, bottom of the fifth, two out for Sidney Post 217. Here is Ludwig's 2-2 offering. Let's see if he comes inside. There's a pitch fouled away, a fastball, a two-seamer. And Ludwig keeps throwing strikes, and the hitter, McElDowney, keeps spraying balls foul out of play between home and third. Two balls, two strikes, no one on, two out for Sidney, bottom of the fifth inning. There, Ludwig comes in at the knees, and McElDowney jumps away from it, and it's a full count, 3-2. That Braden Monin on deck for Sidney Post 217, a chance to get a two-out rally going here as the hitter, McElDowney, takes it, ball four, up and away. Here is Monin from the right side. Braden stands in, second baseman for the Sidney Post. Played some left field during the year for Rushi. Also came on in relief on the mound in a few games. McElDowney with a lead. The pitch to Monin is looped over short. Left fielder coming on for Piqua, and he spears it. Good play by the left fielder for the Piqua Post. Ian Arnold snatched it as Monin made a bid for a base hit, but he is denied. And the fifth inning is in the books. Piqua leads it 7-3. Sidney gets a runner aboard, leaves one, doesn't score. We go to the top of the sixth inning. It's Sidney 7, Piqua 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sidney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sidney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for your yourself. For several years, Brodingham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodingham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodingham. Yes, Brodingham, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodingham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodingham.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
It is the top of the sixth inning. The Piqua Post 184 leads Sydney Post 217, 7-3. And Piqua is batting. A leadoff hitter steps in. Swinging from the left side is Landon Wills, who takes a ball low. Then a strike on the outside corner from Ben Renderley, who pitched at Rushi. Left-hander, he's flashed some good stuff in a relief role. There's an outside pitch, sprayed foul, out of play to the left, 1-2. 1-2, the count on Wills. One of our long-time underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com is Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. It's earned a stellar reputation, second to none. There's a high curveball. Might have finished below the letters, but at the plate, it was above the zone, and it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Wills. Lefty on lefty. Renderley throws, and it's looped out into left field. Left fielder for Sydney coming on, and it's in the glove of the left fielder. Does it come out?
It does.
Oh, my goodness. It looked like it was going to be a fairly routine play for Adam Rendler, and that's got to be an E7.
Yeah, that's how I would score it. We'll see if Game Changer agrees, and that is how they scored it, too. I'm looking at Sydney's Game Changer here, how their score scored
Maybe overstating the case, but tonight it's been one of focus, concentration. Piqua clearly has been sharper. Pickoff attempted first base, safe. It was close as Renderley tried to nail Landon Wills. And he just got back. Wills aboard. Muffed fly ball in left. Error on Sydney. It's been one of those nights. Sydney got off to a bad start. Piqua scored two runs in the first, one in the second. And Post 184 was off and running. Renderley misses high and away. And the count is a ball and no strikes. 1-0. On Warner, the center fielder for Piqua.
Now, Sydney has had a really busy stretch here since June the 15th. In the last 2 weeks, I have to tally these up.
I bet probably a dozen games. Warner has bounced to second twice.
This is game number 14 in the little less than 2 weeks.
Wow. That's crazy.
Now, they had a weekend tournament that, weekend starting Thursday the 15th, played two that Thursday, one on Friday, one on Saturday, then had three games during the week last week, played five in that Best of Ohio down at Butler.
Here's a ball smashed to Mon on its second. He flips to short for one, relay to first, McEldowney guns him out on the back end of the double play. Mon to McEldowney. to the first baseman, Roberts. And I thought I saw the out sign back at first, but the runner is staying put. Was I mistaken, Bryant?
I guess you were. I thought, no, he didn't. I don't know what that was about. Umpire comes over and says, no, you were out. Head back to the dugout.
I like that good try there by Dez Warner, trying to dupe the base umpire into thinking that maybe he drew a tie or barely beat it. But he was out. Defiant call by the base umpire on both ends of that double play, as it went from 4-6-3. And here's Joseph Bernardi, third baseman for Piqua, steps in. 7-3, Piqua leads, two out, top of the sixth inning. That stretch of games that you highlighted, Bryant, for the Sydney Post, quite demanding to say the least. I'd like to get the calculator out and do the math. That's a game played about every 19 hours and 21 minutes.
Something like that, yep.
Less than a day.
Yep.
A game every less than 24 hours for sure. Strike called inside corner at the letters. And it is two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Bernardi.
Well, the good news for them is they're not going to have anywhere near as grueling as a schedule after this weekend.
Bernardi swings and loops it in the air to short right field. Bonin calling for it all the way. He's out to get it. Second baseman makes the play for Sydney, and Piqua's top of the sixth comes to an end. And nonetheless, heavy diet of games for the Sydney Post, which has to come right back tomorrow at 2:30 after making the long trek to Lancaster. That just is a microcosm of what's happened over the last few weeks. Just a regular schedule of games, more than one a day if you sit down and do the math. Bottom of the sixth upcoming for Sydney, which is down 7-3. Xavier Ludwig continues to throw for Piqua. He's got a complete game going. Four-run lead for Piqua Post 184 over Sydney Post 217 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Gabe Link starts the bottom of the sixth for Sydney, and he looks at a strike from Xavier Ludwig right down the middle. Nothing and one on Link. He struck out and walked in two at-bats. Ludwig to Gabe. Oh, what a hook. Big bender swung on and missed. Oh, that was a real difficult pitch to get a bat on there. Might have been Ludwig's best of the night. Big-time sweeping curve. No balls, two strikes on Link, nothing in two. That one's up above the helmet, 1-2. Bottom of the sixth. Piqua leads Sydney 7-3. Outfield deep around to the left for Link. Curveball in the dirt. Swings and misses. Strike three. He's out. Tough night for Gabe. He's fanned twice. Ludwig is picking up steam now after a poor fourth inning during which he walked four in a row and gave up three runs. Ludwig bouncing back. Pitch just low for a ball. 1-0 on Flippo. In their batting now for Sydney. Bottom of the sixth, one away. 7-3 lead Piqua. Ball swung on and fouled over the screen. That was in on the knuckles of Xavier. He got a piece of it. 1-1 is the count. Ludwig gets the ball back from the plate umpire after the foul. Works quickly. Strike two called. Knee high on the outside third of the plate. Flippo knew it. 1-2. Ludwig swings into action. Curveball off the corner. Ball two, strike two. Good eye from Flippo. 2-2 on Xavier. One out, bottom of the sixth. Pick will lead 7-3. Flippo pace a hard smash up the middle for a base hit. That ball lit on the ground beyond the pitching mound. And then it scooted on out through the diamond. Flippo cranks up a single for Sydney. Third hit of this game for Sydney Post 217. One on, one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Good base wrap by Flippo as he tattooed that two-strike delivery. Here is Xander Mason coming off an infield single in his last at-bat. There's a one bouncer to short. Nice play by the shortstop for Piqua. It is Landon Arnold who gets it in one bounce. Good hustle down to second to Flippo, but he's nipped on the force-out throw. It goes from Arnold to Deanhart. Two down for Sydney here in the bottom of the sixth inning. That will bring up Adam Rindler, left fielder. Plays high school at Minster. He looks at a pitch just below the knees for a ball. Ludwig wanted that one. Umpire said it was a skosh too low. A ball and no strikes, 1-0. Runner at first, two out for Sydney, bottom of the sixth. Curveball low and in. Good eye by Rindler. Tell you what, Bryant, here late in the game, Ludwig's got some real good bite on that curve. It's dropping fast.
Yes.
Fastball outside corner. Called, strike one. Good pitch.
And again, it's interesting to see a performance like this because most of the time when you walk four straight and then have a wild pitch, you're going to be taken out. But again, because Pick was so short on players, they weren't going to remove him unless absolute disaster
right.
struck. And he's had the opportunity to recover, and he's done so extremely well. No signs of any problems since then.
Yep, Ludwig gutted through that fourth. And here he goes to 3-2 on Rindler with a high outside wild pitch, enabling Flippo, or I should say Xander Mason, to move up from first to second. Mason was safe at first on the force out of Flippo at second earlier in the inning.
Well, maybe we jinxed him there.
Yeah, right. That was a real wild one by Ludwig. Here's the payoff pitch, 3-2 to Rindler. Way off the plate outside in the middle of the right-hand batter's box to the left-hand batting Rindler, and it's ball four. Interestingly enough, that is only the second walk by Ludwig outside of that fourth inning during which he walked four. Two on for Brunner. Runners at first and second for Sydney. There's a ball shot on two bounces to short. The shortstop fields, tries to make a swipe tag at the runner going by, misses, then laterals to the third baseman for the tag out. Odd-looking play to close out the inning. It was a force at third, but it was an attempt at a tag out by the shortstop, and then a lateral off to the third baseman who did make the tag out. There was no force, so it's a tag out. Between second and third to end the frame. We go to the seventh inning. Piqua still leads Sydney 7-3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It is 7-3 in favor of Piqua over Sydney. Post 184 leads Post 217. We're down to one inning remaining. Piqua has out-hit Sydney handily in this game. And clearly, Piqua has done a much better job on the mound. Well-pitched night for Xavier Ludwig from Houston, throwing for Piqua. He has shut out Sydney in 5 of the 6 innings. Did have control trouble in the 4th when he gave up 3. Hey, you know, we've been doing business for over 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. Cutaway will style your hair and make it shine right there at Cutaway Styling Salon. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Additional stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. And I think there's Scott Barr, last night's home plate official, who's just strolled into Custom Border Field.
And he did the Division I state championship game up at Akron, the game before Rushi played that Saturday.
He is what you call an elite high school umpire.
Yes.
Outstanding. He sets the bar. I had to get that one in.
No, I didn't say anything about the Wells doing well earlier in the, earlier this evening. I did hear that, though.
First hitter for the Piqua Post here in the top of the 7th inning is Landon Arnold, shortstop, who looks at a ball low, then a strike on the outside corner at the knees. New pitcher on the bump for Sydney. Let's check out the number.
That's McEldowney that came in on the mound.
It sure is. Noah McEldowney played it for Sales, and now at Wright State Salina. He's got good velocity. Throws one in there hard, and it's fouled out of play to the right.
You've got Monin at third. Flippo went over to shortstop to replace McEldowney.
McEldowney throws low, and it's 2-2. Or I should say 1-2. That was the first ball thrown to Landon Arnold. A ball and 2 strikes on him. 7-3. Piqua Post 184 leads Sydney. Top of the 7th inning. Arnold, so far in this game, has grounded out, been out on a line drive to third and walked. And here he grounds out in the infield to start off the top of the seventh for Piqua. One away. Gio Barron steps in. He's walked a couple of times in this game. Bats from the left side. McElDowney on the mound. Third pitcher used by Sidney here tonight. Piqua scored two in the first, one in the second, and then got three in the fourth to break it open, 7-0. There's a low pitch by McElDowney. Shoe top high. One and nothing the count. Sidney had the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys reach in the bottom of the fourth inning. But the super big inning stalled at 3. Strike called at the knees by McElDowney. Swing and a miss by the hitter. And swiping at a fastball off the outside of the plate was the batter Barron. And he's down a ball and 2 strikes, 1 and 2. McElDowney back at him again. There's heat on the inside corner. Strike 3 called. McElDowney pumping some gas. That's about the hardest anyone's thrown tonight.
Yes.
That ball smack in the mitt. I think you can probably hear that ball hit the glove from the diamond here at Custom Border, furthest away from this one. That would be about, what, 4 or 5 diamonds away?
Yes. Yeah, a lot of fields in this park. And they're adding, I think, a cricket complex. Not cricket. What do you call that?
Pickleball.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. Pickleball.
Yeah, pickleball.
Pickleball court over here along the first base side right by Veterans Memorial Field.
My back will not allow me to go at pickleball. I tried it, and I kind of got in a pickle. It got ouchy quick. 1-1. McElDowney throws low as it bounces to the plate on the new hitter, Ethan Dienhart. Right-hand batter back in the box, 2 out for Piqua here in the top of the seventh. McElDowney throws a fastball, swing and a miss, strike 2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3 and 2. McElDowney trying to come through with a 1-2-3 inning here in the top of the seventh, and he does. Called strike 3, knees inside corner. Plate umpire rings him up. Bottom of the seventh upcoming, 7-3, Piqua over Sidney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a 4-decade, 2-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Thank you so much, Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, one of our fine sponsors. And her son, Ben, pitched well in relief here tonight at Custom Border Field. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Sydney trails Piqua by a score of 7-3. Two balls, one strike on Dylan Sanders, leadoff hitter for Sydney. In the bottom of the seventh frame, Xavier Ludwig has gone the route for the Piqua post, 184. Sanders clubs a hard ground ball fair between the third baseman and the bag. It's a single. Third baseman flashed some leather at it, Bryant, and wasn't serious enough about it. And the ball scooted through. That's a single for Sanders. What is that, hit number four for Sydney? Nice job by Dylan starting off the bottom of the seventh inning.
Yes, that is their fourth hit.
And speaking of Ben Renderly, here he steps into the box. Big right-hand batter. 7-3 the score. Ludwig fires. Renderly goes down after a low one. Misses. Strike one. No balls and a strike. Nothing in one. Sanders isn't going anywhere over at first. Ludwig looks that way. Again, Renderly tries to dig a low pitch down below the knees. Can't come up with it. Nothing in two. Scoreboard says 1-1. I could have sworn he whiffed it both.
Yes, yes. And they fixed it on the scoreboard now.
0-2 pitch is wide. 1-2 on Renderly. The ball and two strikes. 1-2. Bottom of the seventh inning. Piqua Post leads Sydney Post 217, 7-3. We've had no scoring since the, fourth inning, I believe. Renderly smokes a line drive. Foul. It curled about 5 or 6 feet foul outside the line at third. He turned on an inside pitch, ripped it. Count remains 1-2. Boy, Sydney'd like to get some base runners aboard. No out and put some heat on Ludwig, who has thrown a marvelous game for Piqua. Had the one rough inning, the fourth. Pitch to Renderly. There's a line drive inside the chalk at third. That one is fair. And it gets by the left fielder. Sanders swings around first. Goes to third. Renderly stand up double. Sydney with two on, nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. After drilling one just foul, Renderly really pummeled one down the line at third. It lit on the grass beyond the infield dirt, just a foot fair or so. Sanders off and running, slight muff in left field. Sanders to third, Renderly up to second. And now Sydney down four, has two aboard. And a positive way to look at it for Sydney, Bryant, is the tying runs on deck.
Yeah.
Here's a ball flared out into right field. Right fielder in, then back. And he dropped it. He missed it. A run scores. And as a result, Sydney will have runners at second and third. Oh, my goodness.
Now they're definitely in it now. Yeah, that should have been a for sure out there. But Barron just dropped it.
E9 in right. Off the bat of Gavin Roberts. He hit it pretty solidly. The right fielder went back two or three steps. Did Gio Barron for Piqua. And well, there's no sun. It's hazy. Sun is setting way behind the clouds. Smoky sky. Might have looked up into a light standard, maybe. But nonetheless, it's 7-4. Sydney with runners at second and third. And the heat of the lineup is hitting. Here's Noah McElDowney. A strike on the outside corner at the belt. 7-4 the score. Runners at second and third. Tying run at the plate. In its way low and in on McElDowney. Sydney posing a serious threat now. Error in right field by Piqua really opened up the door. Open stance for McElDowney. There's a ball drilled into left center on a line. Left fielder off and running. He won't get it. It's in the gap. One run scores. Two runs score. No, ball was caught. A shoestring catch in left center field.
Yes.
And a double play at second.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Wow. The shortstop got in our viewing path, and that was a heck of a play in left center field. Nicely done by Ian Arnold of Piqua. He made a shoe-top catch. I thought the ball hit off the bat of McElDowney, was in the gap, and it turned into a spectacular running catch right off the ground and a throwback to second and a double play. Here's a high inside curve on Monin. Just like that, two out, and Ludwig is off the hook. A run did score. The runner on third did tag and come home. It's 7-5. Monin needs to get on base to bring the tying run up. The count of ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Monin. What a play in left center field. Big time boot in right, followed by a terrific play in left. Two outs on that last play, bringing Piqua an out short of the finish of this game. There's a pitch behind the head of Monin, and it's 2-2.
Like you said, tremendous play by Arnold there in left.
Whew. Up and in on the fastball, 3-2. It's full. Yeah, it fooled me. I was looking right through the bar in the backstop screen and through the shortstop as well. Here's a one-bounce tapper to Ludwig on the mound. He snatches and walks it over to first, a late lateral to Wills, and that's it. Game over. Final score, Piqua Post 184-7, Sydney Post 217-5. Two-run victory in the end for Piqua, 7-5. As Xavier Ludwig goes the distance. A couple of our long-standing fine sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Barker Insurance and Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Barker, located north of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857 for Barker Insurance. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. And Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney, with a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from massive tent sales. Prices rock bottom. One bargain after another at Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, which is family-owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Goffney Furniture, West Michigan in Sydney. We'll return to wrap it up in just a few minutes, Bryant. 7-5, the final, as Sydney spotted Piqua a 7-0 lead. Came back with five, but fell too short. And it may have been a game-saving catch by Arnold in left center by Piqua, which in the end helps decide this game in the seventh inning.
Yeah, it's crazy when you think about a game. It was 7-0, but that one hit again by Warner that could have been made an out by McElDowney at short. If it weren't for the umpire there, that could have been 4-3 there.
Yep.
And if that ball drops there, it's still, even at a 7-4 gap that it was at the time, still ends up being a game. And again, as you said, one run did score on that play, but tremendous, tremendous play there by Arnold, and heads up by Dean Hart, who read that situation as well,
yes,
and was racing over to second base to make that catch and record the out.
And, I guess you can fault the Sydney base runner. You've got no out. You stay close enough to second to be able to get back to the bag. Boy, it looked like when it left the bat, it was in the gap, was going to get down.
Right.
For at least a long single, maybe a double. But to give Arnold and left all the credit in the world, perhaps a game-saving catch. Terrific play in left center there in the seventh. We'll return with our star or stars of this game in a moment. In this American Legion contest tonight here at Custom Border, it is a 7-5 final as Pickwa defeats Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Volley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant.
Well, we'll return with a message from Clancy's in just a moment after we highlight our Clancy's star of this game. Not sure Sydney had somebody excel enough to earn the honor, certainly from Pickwa Post 184. One Xavier Ludwig,
yes,
gutted out a complete game pitching performance, and he was trouble for Sydney on the base paths as well. What a game by him. On base how many times, Bryant?
Yeah, tonight he was 1-for-1 with 2 walks. He was also hit by a pitch, so he was on base every time he was at the plate.
There you go.
Scored 3 runs. He stole 2 bases. And then on the mound, the complete game, as you said, gave up 4 earned runs on 5 hits and 7 walks. Struck out 5 batters. Really battled his way through. Now had some off moments, that fourth inning especially, but he was always able to recover. And they needed him to do that when, again, Pickwa was limited to the 9 players on the field tonight.
And a big key to this game, Pickwa's ability to steal bases one after another. At one point, what, 7 of 8 in the stolen base department?
Eight of nine, yes.
Wow. That's going to win you a ballgame every time. That means you've got a lot of traffic. That means you are getting free 90s. Some of those get on first as a result of a walk, a hit batsman. Just too many gifts tonight by Sydney. And when you fall into a hole 7-0, I don't care what level of baseball game it might be, even little league, that's That's a hill to climb, seven runs.
And we give Sydney credit. I mean, especially in the fourth inning, they were able to take advantage of the situation that Ludwig put them in.
Yep.
And they started hitting better late, too. What was that first hit? Did that come in the third or fourth? But they finished with five hits. They committed three errors tonight. Pickwa finished with six hits and committed one error. The other real standout we want to highlight from Pickwa was Warner. He was 2-for-4 at the plate with two runs batted in. And he, on the night, stole one base.
So our star of this game, Xavier Ludwig of Pickwa Post 184, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Hey, you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center at 112 East Pike. Major price cuts on DeWalt power tools, plus free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Soft closed doors and drawers, choose from 17 colors and styles. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. And you can also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets too. Special pricing and professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like it on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard all about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement in Jackson Center is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Next game for the Sydney Post is tomorrow at 2:30 at Lancaster in the 4th of July tournament, the opponent Pickerington. Then a match at noon the next day, Friday, against Utica. And then the tournament continues for Sydney Post 217 on Saturday. Games at noon and 2:30 against Crawfordsville.
Busy weekend and an extremely busy stretch, as we highlighted earlier. They played, 15 and 13 days, I think, was the tally we had.
Whew. Wow. That is a lot of baseball. Excuse me. Thought it showed a little bit tonight on Sydney, a little bit of the wear and tear. Big win on Sunday to cap off a string of five triumphs in succession to take the Best of Ohio Showcase at Vandalia Butler. That was an accomplishment, especially after being no-hit in the very first game way back last Thursday. Then to reel off five in a row, I think you naturally take a big, deep breath and you relax, exhale a little bit, and Pickwa came in sharp, and Sydney just was not quite focused enough. Got five runs late in the game, but got down seven. That's just too many.
Right, absolutely. I mean, we give Pickwa Post 184 all the credit in the world, considering that there was nine players and they were all on the field.
Yep.
Nobody in that dugout to be able to come in and give you relief if you need it. I'm not just talking about Ludwig. It goes for everybody else on the field.
Yep.
If there's too many mistakes. But Pickwa did a great job tonight all around, considering that limited roster.
And Ian Arnold with a circus catch that was turned into a double play there in the bottom of the seventh inning, and that to slow down a big Sydney rally. Wow. If that ball drops into left center, we may still be...
right.
We could still be playing right now, Brian.
Yep. Very easily. That could have led to a game being tied in extra innings.
We'll keep you abreast on scoresbroadcast.com. of our next American Legion baseball broadcast. Check scoresbroadcast.com. We promoted this game in the last 48 hours, had it on Twitter. It was highlighted in the Sydney Daily News in our post-217 coverage, and it was on our scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll update the website here in the near future. Very likely that a week and a half from now we'll have coverage for you from Piqua in the District 2 tournament, that double elimination tourney. I think Sydney plays Greenville in Game 1. I think Troy plays Piqua in Game 1. Then winners and losers play. And the club left standing advances on to the Lancaster State Tournament toward the end of the month.
And it's interesting, as you noted, how that is being played this year, where they didn't use regular season results for standings and instead drew to play.
Right.
It still works out. On paper, looking like Sydney and Troy are the two best teams, will be record-wise by the end of this, and they will each not have to face each other, as Troy will be facing Piqua and Sydney will face Greenville to start off with. So they have the potential to meet.
Right. 7-5 victory, a siren sound, and that that closes the night for us here at Custom Border Field. As Piqua hangs on, post 184, defeats Sydney post 217 by 2 runs, 7-5. Again, keep abreast of our scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll update you on our next broadcast of post 217 American Legion Baseball, very likely in the District 2 tournament at Piqua. That could very well be a Sydney-Troy game if the two do collide early on in that tourney. For our online listeners, for Bryant Billing alongside on stats, color, and on-site engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from Custom Border Field. Final score once again, Piqua post 184-7, Sydney post 217-5 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.